5. The secondary Sakonophim. Sakonophim of the secondary order no less reflective than their primary fellows. Being classed as primary, secondary, and tertiary does not indicate a differential of status or function in the case of Sakonophim. It merely denotes orders of procedure. Identical qualities are exhibited by all three groups in their activities. The 7 reflective types of secondary Sakonophim are assigned to the services of the coordinate trinity origin associates of the Ancients of Days as follows. To the perfectors of wisdom, the voices of wisdom, the souls of philosophy, and the unions of souls. To the divine counselors, the hearts of counsel, the joys of existence, and the satisfactions of service. To the universal censors, the discerners of spirits. Like the primary order, this group is created serially, that is, the firstborn was a voice of wisdom, and the 7th thereafter was similar, and so with the 6 other types of these reflective angels. 1. The voice of wisdom. Certain of these Sakonophim are in perpetual liaison with the living libraries of paradise, the custodians of knowledge belonging to the primary Supernophim. In specialized reflective service, the voices of wisdom are living, current, replete, and thoroughly reliable concentrations and focalizations of the coordinated wisdom of the universe of universes. To the well-nigh infinite volume of information circulating on the master circuits of the super universes, these superb beings are so reflective and selective, so sensitive, as to be able to segregate and receive the essence of wisdom and unerringly to transmit these jewels of mentation to their superiors, the perfectors of wisdom. And they so function that the perfectors of wisdom not only hear the actual and original expressions of this wisdom but also reflectively see the very beings, of high or lowly origin, who gave voice to it. It is written, "If any man lack wisdom, let him ask." On Uversa, when it becomes necessary to arrive at the decisions of wisdom in the perplexing situations of the complex affairs of the super-universe government, when both the wisdom of perfection and of practicability must be forthcoming, then do the perfectors of wisdom summon a battery of the voices of wisdom and, by the consummate skill of their order, so attune and directionize these living receivers of the unminded and circulating wisdom of the universe of universes that presently, from these seraphic voices, there ensues a stream of the wisdom of divinity from the universe above and a flood of the wisdom of practicality from the higher minds of the universes below. If confusion arises regarding the harmonization of these two versions of wisdom, immediate appeal is made to the divine counselors, who forthwith rule as to the proper combination of procedures. If there is any doubt as to the authenticity of something coming in from realms where rebellion has been rife, appeal is made to the censors, who, with their discerners of spirits, are able to rule immediately as to what manner of spirit actuated the advisor. So are the wisdom of the ages and the intellect of the moment ever present with the Ancients of Days, like an open book before their beneficent gaze. You can just faintly comprehend what all this means to those who are responsible for the conduct of the super-universe governments. The immensity and the comprehensiveness of these transactions are quite beyond finite conception. When you stand, as I repeatedly have, in the special receiving chambers of the Temple of Wisdom on Uversa and see all this in actual operation, you will be moved to adoration by the perfection of the complexity, and by the surety of the working, of the interplanetary communications of the universes. You will pay homage to the divine wisdom and goodness of the gods, who plan and execute with such superb technique. And these things actually happen just as I have portrayed them. 2. the soul of philosophy. These wonderful teachers are also attached to the perfecters of wisdom and, when not otherwise darshanized, remain in focal synchrony with the masters of philosophy on paradise. Think of stepping up to a huge living mirror, as it were, but instead of beholding the likeness of your finite and material self, of perceiving a reflection of the wisdom of divinity in the philosophy of paradise. And if it becomes desirable to incarnate this philosophy of perfection, so to dilute it as to make it practical of application to, and assimilation by, the lowly peoples of the lower worlds. These living mirrors have only to turn their faces downward to reflect the standards and needs of another world or universe. By these very techniques do the perfecters of wisdom adapt decisions and recommendations to the real needs and actual status of the peoples and worlds under consideration. And always do they act in concert with the divine counselors and the universal censors. But the sublime repleteness of these transactions is beyond even my ability to comprehend. 3. The Union of Souls. Completing the triune staff of attachment to the perfecters of wisdom, are these reflectors of the ideals and status of ethical relationships. Of all the problems in the universe requiring an exercise of the consummate wisdom of experience and adaptability, none are more important than those arising out of the relationships and associations of intelligent beings. Whether in human associations of commerce and trade, friendship and marriage, or in the liaisons of the angelic hosts, there continue to arise petty frictions, minor misunderstandings too trivial even to engage the attention of conciliators but sufficiently irritating and disturbing to march the smooth working of the universe if they were allowed to multiply and continue. Therefore do the perfecters of wisdom make available the wise experience of their ardor as the oil of reconciliation for an entire super-universe. In all this work these wise men of the super-universes are ably seconded by their reflective associates, the unions of souls, who make available current information regarding the status of the universe and concurrently portray the paradise ideal of the best adjustment of these perplexing problems. When not specifically darshanized elsewhere, these seconophim remain in reflective liaison with the interpreters of ethics on paradise. These are the angels who foster and promote the teamwork of all Orvontan. One of the most important lessons to be learned during your mortal career is teamwork. The spheres of perfection are manned by those who have mastered this art of working with other beings. Few are the duties in the universe for the lone servant. The higher you ascend, the more lonely you become when temporarily without the association of your fellows. 4. The Heart of Counsel. This is the first group of these reflective geniuses to be placed under the supervision of the divine counselors. Seconophim of this type are in possession of the facts of space, being selective for such data in the circuits of time. Especially are they reflective of the superaphic intelligence coordinators, but they are also selectively reflective of the counsel of all beings, whether of high or low estate. Whenever the divine counselors are called upon for important advice or decisions, they immediately requisition an ensemble of the hearts of counsel, and presently there is handed down a ruling which actually incorporates the coordinated wisdom and advice of the most competent minds of the entire super-universe, all of which has been censored and revised in the light of the counsel of the high minds of Havona and even of Paradise. 5. The Joy of Existence. By nature these beings are reflectively attuned to the superaphic harmony supervisors above and to certain of the seraphim below. But it is difficult to explain just what the members of this interesting group really do. Their principal activities are directed toward promoting reactions of joy among the various orders of the angelic hosts and the lower will creatures. The divine counselors, to whom they are attached, seldom use them for specific joy finding. In a more general manner and in collaboration with the reversion directors, they function as joy clearing houses, seeking to upstep the pleasure reactions of the realms while trying to improve the humor taste, to develop a super humor among mortals and angels. They endeavor to demonstrate that there is inherent joy in free will existence, independent of all extraneous influences, and they are right, although they meet with great difficulty in inculcating this truth in the minds of primitive men. The higher spirit personalities and the angels are more quickly responsive to these educational efforts. 6. The satisfaction of service. These angels are highly reflective of the attitude of the directors of conduct on paradise, and functioning much as do the joys of existence, they strive to enhance the value of service and to augment the satisfactions to be derived therefrom. They have done much to illuminate the deferred rewards inherent in unselfish service, service for the extension of the kingdom of truth. The divine counselors, to whom this order is attached, utilize them to reflect from one world to another the benefits to be derived from spiritual service. And by using the performances of the best to inspire and encourage the mediocre, these Sikhanafim contribute immensely to the quality of devoted service in the super universes. Effective use is made of the fraternal competitive spirit by circulating to any one world information about what the others, particularly the best, are doing. A refreshing and wholesome rivalry is promoted even among the seraphic hosts. 7. The discerner of spirits. A special liaison exists between the counselors and advisors of the second Avona circle and these reflective angels. They are the only Sikhanafim attached to the universal censors but are probably the most uniquely specialized of all their fellows. Regardless of the source or channel of information, no matter how meager the evidence at hand, when it is subjected to their reflective scrutiny, these discerners will forthwith inform us as to the true motive, the actual purpose, and the real nature of its origin. I marvel at the superb functioning of these angels, who so unerringly reflect the actual moral and spiritual character of any individual concerned in a focal exposure. The discerners of spirits carry on these intricate services by virtue of inherent spiritual insight, if I may use such words in an endeavor to convey to the human mind the thought that these reflective angels thus function intuitively, inherently, and unerringly. When the universal censors behold these presentations, they are face to face with the naked soul of the reflected individual. And this very certainty and perfection of portraiture in part explains why the censors can always function so justly as righteous judges. The discerners always accompany the censors on any mission away from Uversa, and they are just as effective out in the universes as at their Uversa headquarters. I assure you that all these transactions of the spirit world are real, that they take place in accordance with established usages and in harmony with the immutable laws of the universal domains. The beings of every newly created order, immediately upon receiving the breath of life, are instantly reflected on high. A living portrayal of the creature nature and potential is flashed to the super universe headquarters. Thus, by means of the discerners, are the censors made fully cognizant of exactly what manner of spirit has been born on the worlds of space. So it is with mortal man. The mother spirit of Salvinton knows you fully. For the Holy Spirit on your world searches all things. And whatsoever the Divine Spirit knows of you is immediately available whenever the seraphic discerners reflect with the Spirit concerning the Spirit's knowledge of you. It should, however, be mentioned that the knowledge and plans of the Father fragments are not reflectable. The discerners can and do reflect the presence of the adjusters, and the censors pronounce them divine, but they cannot decipher the content of the mindedness of the mystery monitors.